It's Chaos, Colorado Family Stranded in Kabul After Flight Canceled. By Paul Bois on August 17, 2021. While the Biden administration struggles on the issue of rescuing Americans still stranded in Afghanistan, a man from Colorado says that his wife and children are trapped in Kabul with no idea how to get home. "My wife and my daughters for now are hiding in a house in Kabul," the man, who wished to remain anonymous, told Fox 31. According to the man, his wife and daughters were visiting family in Afghanistan when the Taliban started its takeover of the country. One day prior to the fall of Kabul, the man had arranged for his family to return on Turkish Airlines. But the flight was subsequently cancelled as the Taliban began taking control of the city. "I think it's chaos. There are a lot of lives in danger," he told the outlet. "I'm worried about my wife and children," he added. Fellow Coloradan Patrick Allen, a retired U.S. Army Special Forces colonel, said the family was Afghan nationals who became U.S. citizens. "The immediate concern is we have U.S. citizens. They were Afghan nationals who became U.S. citizens, who are now stuck in Kabul," Allen said. "I have a lot of respect for the Afghans. They want a better life. I befriended several of them during the 12 months while I was over there, so I care about them," Allen added. The man expressed fear that the Taliban will inflict harm upon his family if its enforcers were to ever discover that they aided the United States. "I just want my family and all other families who helped U.S. forces to not be retaliated against," the man said. "Should the U.S. not honor its agreement to help its allies in the country," the man said, "it will show that America does not honor its promises. There will always be a question on the U.S. if they are going to honor their promises," he said. On Tuesday, the Biden administration said that while it is working to bring American citizens and Afghan allies home safely, it cannot guarantee safe transport to the airport, the only current exit. In a note sent out to stranded American citizens, the U.S. government said, "To American citizens, thank you for registering your request to be evacuated from Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan has confirmed that an undefined number of U.S. government-provided flights will begin soon. Please make your way to Hamid Karzai International Airport at this time. Please be advised that the United States government cannot guarantee your security as you make this trip." According to the White House, the Taliban has agreed to give U.S. citizens safe passage to Kabul Airport, though there is no guarantee the newfound government will honor that agreement. Follow Paul Bois on Twitter at PaulBoy39.